you think you're doing?
We did it! The station's live!
Agreement, remember? An oral contract. I'll sue.
Ah, blow it out your ear, scuzzbag. RJ Fletcher?
So what if I am?
I'm John Vickers, FCC. I've noticed that your station is late in filing its license renewal this year. Now, normally, this kind of violation is punishable by a stiff fine, but I've been watching you lately. You made a big impression on me. Yeah, I'm revoking your license. Effective immediately, you're off the air.
Hi, Pamela Finkelstein here, coming to you with the most incredible turn of events. Not only has the once powerful corporate broadcasting giant been thoroughly crushed and defeated, but now, as luck would have it, they've been completely stripped of their license by the FCC! Oh, well, what do you have to say about it, you worthless, slobbering pig?
Dad! This is my dad! What's going on here?
Oh, did I do that? Oopsie.
Dad!
Philo! Hey, you really went beyond the call of duty on this one, pal. Thanks.
I'm glad to have been of service, George. Well, it appears my work on this planet is complete. I must now return to my home on the planet Zarkon.
Okay, well, have fun.
Hey, nice going, kid. I didn't know you had it in you. You're okay.
Thanks, Uncle Harvey. Have a nice flight back to the coast.
Thanks.
Oh, say hi to Aunt Esther for me.
Sure will.
Excuse me. Aren't you RJ Fletcher?
Yes.
Congratulations, you really pulled us through.
Hey, George, I want you to know that I'm mighty proud to be a part of your team.
Well, I'm mighty proud of you too, Stanley. In fact, I'd like to present you with a small token of my gratitude.
A trophy. That's me? Stanley, world's greatest janitor and TV star.
Oh, George. Never had anybody give me a trophy before. It's big. George, you're my best friend in the whole world. Oh, I'm gonna go show everybody right now. Hey, everybody! Look at what George gave me!
Hey, I know you. You're the guy that gave me that 1955 double-dyed Denver mint penny. Oh, thanks a lot, mister. That thing was worth a fortune. When I cashed it in, I got enough money to buy a whole bunch of shares. Plus, I got me a real neat watch. It's a Rolex. See?
George?
Uh-huh.
You know those dreams you're always having?
Yeah.
Well, do you think that maybe sometime I could be part of them?
Honey, from now on, you're gonna be in...
Charlie. My boy. You won! You did it! You did it! I knew you would! I just knew you would! Oh, Charlie. Forgive me for putting you through this. Please forgive me. Come in, Mr. Wilkinson. Charlie, meet Mr. Wilkinson.
Pleasure.
Slugworth.
No, that's not Slugworth. He works for me.
For you?
I had to test you, Charlie, and you passed the test. You won!
What?
The jackpot, my dear sir. The grand and glorious jackpot.
The chocolate?
The chocolate, yes, the chocolate. But that's just the beginning. We have to get on. We have so much time and so little to do. Strike that. Reverse it. This way, please. We'll take the Wonkavator. Step in, Charlie. Grandpa Joe, sir. This is the great glass Wonkavator.
It's an elevator.
It's a Wonkavator. An elevator can only go up and down, but the Wonkavator can go sideways and slantways and long ways and back ways and square ways and front ways and any other ways that you can think of. It can take you to any room in the whole factory just by pressing one of these buttons. Any of these buttons. Just press a button and zing! You're off. And up until now, I've pressed them all. Except one. This one. Go ahead, Charlie.
Me?
There it goes. Hold on tight. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
Faster, faster. If we don't pick up enough speed, we'll never get through.
Get through what?
You mean we're going...
up and out.
But this roof is made of glass. It'll shatter in 1,000 pieces. We'll be cut to ribbons.
Probably. Hold on, everybody. Here it comes.
You did it, Mr. Wonka. Congratulations.
Get up. Take a look.
Grandpa, our town looks so pretty from up here.
Yeah, look over here, Charlie. I think I see our house.
Wow.
It really looks beautiful.
There's my school, Grandpa.
How did you like the chocolate factory, Charlie?
I think it's the most wonderful place in the whole world.
I'm very pleased to hear you say that, because I'm giving it to you. That's all right, isn't it?
You're giving Charlie the...
I can't go on forever, and I don't really want to try. So, who can I trust to run the factory when I leave and take care of the Oompa Loompas for me? Not a grown-up. A grown-up would want to do everything his own way, not mine. That's why I decided a long time ago that I had to find a child. A very honest, loving child to whom I can tell all my most precious candy-making secrets.
And that's why you sent out the golden tickets.
That's right. So the factory's yours, Charlie. You can move in immediately.
And me?
Absolutely.
What happens to the
rest
of
the... whole family. I want you to bring them all. But, Charlie, don't forget what happened to the man who suddenly got everything he always wanted.
What happened?
He lived happily ever after.